The painting is probably the pendant of Piazza San Marco and Piazzetta, slightly smaller in width. Piazza San Marco is portrayed before the neoclassical alterations which introduced a connection between the new and the old procuracies. The small church of San Gemignano can be seen at the centre in the background, serving as the vanishing point of the perspective composition. The three long columns bearing banners in the foreground, on the other hand, reveal the depth of the space. The morning light casts long, low shadows, while merchants unfurl their colourful umbrellas and some awnings remain empty. The dazzling light strikes the buildings and the people who enliven the square in small groups created with the brush tip and concentrated into spots of bright colours. Recent critical studies found similarities between the English banker Joseph Smith, Canaletto's sponsor, and Giovanni Torlonia, also a wealthy banker, who, not by chance, shared a commercial relationship with artworks. Furthermore, Torlonia's bequest saved his rich collection of 380 paintings from dispersal, an enlightened idea shared with the British entrepreneur who sold his entire collection to the English crown in 1762. Smith did not restrict himself to buying or commissioning the Venetian master to produce canvases, but also introduced him to his cultural circles, sharing with him the new enlightened ideas generated by the scientific revolution that had begun in England in the early years of the 17th century. The new scientific discoveries of Isaac Newton, which were disseminated in Venice by the publication of a treatise by Francesco Algarotti, an Enlightenment philosopher and critic of Canaletto's painting, profoundly influenced not only his production, but also that of his nephew Bellotto, especially in the use of pure colours and the study of light.